Stephan van der Merwe is a senior attorney of the Stellenbosch University Law Clinic who have been coming to the rescue of people who have been defrauded. I don't know if you've heard of a company called the Lifestyle Legal Group. You may know them by the names Loan Spotter SA, Loan Match SA, Loan Choice SA, Loan Quest SA, Loan Connector SA, amongst many others under which they have to be respondent in a case where they are now facing a class action suit being led by the Stellenbosch University Clinic, University Law Clinic. Stephan, welcome to Breakfast with Rufilwe. Thank you very much for joining us. Won't you frame exactly what kind of defrauding took place here?
Good morning, Rufilwe. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about this morning. Yes, in 2019, the clinic got alerted to a number of complaints from consumers concerning these websites, the one that you've listed, affiliated to Lifestyle Legal. And what these websites basically do is that they apply dark pattern marketing methods to mislead consumers. And what that means basically is that they appear to offer loans or loan finding services. But in fact, then what happens, as soon as a consumer goes onto these websites, and they find these websites by Googling loans and loan finding services, and then they get onto Loan Finder, Loan Spotter, the names that you just listed. And on those websites, they led to apply to put in their personal details, their bank details, etc., in thinking that they're now applying for a loan. And then they're shocked later when they realize that, in fact, what they've done is they've entered into a so-called legal services package with these websites. And amounts are then debited against their bank accounts. When they are able to stop these debit orders, those consumers who are able to do so are then harassed, and they're threatened with blacklisting and legal action by these specific companies.
There also seems to be a sense where they are offering legal services that they don't actually provide.
100% correct. I mean, these websites are not registered as loan providers with the National Credit Regulator, and they're also not registered with the Legal Practice Council, and that would enable them in the first place to provide these services. And in none of the matters that we've investigated, was there ever any legal services rendered?
And so what is the class action suit seeking in terms of sanction?
Well, so what's happened to date, Rufilwe, is that we have now applied as the class representatives, and we've successfully applied then for certification of that specific class. So the court has now awarded an order in terms of which a certain class of members have been identified, the class has been described, and this enables us now to bring an action to court, a class action specifically. We've also managed them to get an interdict against these websites to stop them from deducting these monies, from continuing to offer these services and making threats to consumers. Ultimately, in the class action, the purpose would then be to get damage awards for the consumers who are relevant in this matter.
If I think that I might have been hard done by Loan Spotter, Loan Tracer and the like, how do I join the class action, or is there still opportunity for me to do so?
Yeah, so it's a good question, because there's undoubtedly tens of thousands of consumers that are at issue here. And so unfortunately, our courts have held that it's not necessary for the entire class membership to be determined or to be identified before the case can be heard and evidence placed before the court. And so if you're one of those consumers, it's not necessary for the clinic as the representative to determine who will potentially benefit from that class. It's also not necessary for you to register your claim or to get in contact with us at this stage. Because it is an opt-out class action.
Meaning, why would I opt out?
So when you pursue class action in South Africa, it can be done in one of two manners. In an opt-in class action, individual class members who fall within the definition of that class must actively request inclusion to form part of that specific class.
Gotcha.
In this situation, it being an opt-out class action, individuals who fall within the class definition are automatically included in the class unless they individually specify or specifically request exclusion from the class.
Hence, I don't need to reach out.
Exactly. So, in other words, class members are provided with an opportunity to opt out. So if there is a consumer listening to us going, I don't want to be part of this class action, I don't want to have the benefits of possibly getting damages without the risk of having to suffer a negative cost audit, because that is what the benefit is of a class action. Then they can get into contact with us, and we will then opt them out of this class action. If you are a consumer who's part of this specific class, then you would like to be part of the class action, then there's nothing you need to do at this stage. I would recommend and advise that you follow the website, the Stellenbosch University Law Clinic website, and our social media platforms, just to keep on top of how the case is developing.
Many thanks to you, Stefan van der Merwe, senior attorney at Stellenbosch University Law Clinic, doing excellent work.